Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Tuesday, February 27th. Hi, Danny.
Hi.
We're a couple minutes late because we're going to give our guest a chance to come in and sit with us. But it looks like it's not really a late guest, Danny. It looks like a fucking no-show.
Yeah. 110% not coming.
Right. So, I don't know. Since Danny came here, a lot of people are... I'm concerned maybe people know about you and they changed their mind.
Oh, stop it. It has nothing to do with me.
Of course not. No, in fact, I tell people what a great new co-host I have, so I invite everybody on the show.
Yeah, it's just like you're inviting the wrong people, obviously.
Yeah, well, we're not going to talk shit just in case she comes in late.
Okay.
Which she probably will, because she has a show after us. But, you know, what can you do, man? Yeah. People are like that.
Yep.
But, you know, I have people that still, to this day, I don't understand people that have been coming here for years, every fucking week. Late. I mean, and then you have to explain to everybody that you're late and why. And it's always with the excuses, with the traffic and stuff.
Yep.
And I'm like, I just like shake my head, you know, internally. And I think, you know, I'm not going to... sorry, I'm distracted here.
Yeah, you definitely are. I was like, what?
Isn't that fucking awesome?
I call those white lies.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But it's not that. It's so much that you have to just be apologetic, and it's so pathetic to see someone, a grown person, making excuses like that.
Yeah,
like a little child, you know.
Were you irritated when I texted you today and said I was gonna be 5 minutes
Yes,
late?
I was irritated. That's why I didn't text you back, because I didn't know what to text. I didn't want to get pissed at you,
like,
but
Sam's
I thought
mad.
Not already. No, don't start now with the being late thing. I've had to
and
deal with
it. And I ended up still being on time.
You were on time. That's why I'm glad I didn't write anything.
I was like in the back of the Starbucks line, like, oh man. Honestly, that breakfast, nobody get the protein box from Starbucks. It was absolutely disgusting and it was not worth the wait.
A protein box.
That's what it's called, a protein box.
Yeah, go to the fucking donut place next time.
Who cares? No donut place around here.
There is. I'll show you where. On Ventura Boulevard here, but you'd have to go a couple minutes by car.
Yeah.
But if you want to, yeah, you can. There's a lot of breakfast places here. But at any rate, folks, thank you all for joining us today. We're going to have great shows the rest of the week. In fact, today was going to be a great show with a guest, but it'll still be a great show, Danny.
Yeah, regardless.
Because we've had to deal with this shit before, so now we're trained to deal with people not showing up and us having to carry the show, which is actually a fun thing to do.
Yeah, for sure.
So, okay, so you started teasing me with a story that you want to tell on the air, do you?
Oh, that I went on a date last night.
Right.
Okay, well, I don't know if it's technically a date because he brought his friends.
Oh.
So is that a date or is that just like
that's
a meet?
That's not a date. Now, was it supposed to be a date, just you and him?
No, I mean, I knew from the beginning he was going to bring his friends.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. I think our guest is here, no?
No, that was definitely not our guest.
That's not our guest?
No.
Okay. I thought I saw her. I don't know.
No,
okay.
That was Rowan. Did I say his name right?
Ronan. Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's not our guest.
No.
Our guest is female.
Yeah, that's why I was like, it's definitely not our guest. Unless she grew a dick overnight.
I thought I saw blonde hair. That's all I can say. What can I do?
No, I knew his friends were going, but he sent an Uber to pick me up.
Right.
And then I met him at a Lebanese restaurant. He's Middle Eastern.
Oh, okay.
I'm a sucker for Middle Eastern guys.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah.
Do you know where in the Middle East? Did he tell you?
No.
No?
I actually didn't really ask.
Oh, okay.
I should have cared a little bit more.
Yeah, because they're different, but yeah. But good. So you attracted to him? How did you meet him?
Instagram.
Oh, Instagram. Okay.
Yeah.
So obviously he didn't think it was going to be a date if he brought his friends.
I don't know, because sometimes I bring my friends on dates.
The first one?
Yeah. If I like, in case I need like a cop out or a bailout.
Right. But what does a guy say?
I mean,
they don't care?
They didn't care, yeah.
Oh.
I was with them till like almost 1 o'clock in the morning.
If I was going to meet a girl for the first date, I would expect it to be alone.
What if we didn't like each other?
So you just kind of, that's why you only meet for coffee for an hour at the first, or.
But a coffee? Like.
Yeah, whatever. A bite, okay, or something. But no, I mean, the thing is, you also don't want to get into a big, expensive lunch either.
It's not my bill. I'm not paying for it.
That's true. But then he's going to expect something, you know? You
don't That's want what to, I was going to ask you. I'm like, so what's
I'm
like,
telling you, the best thing is coffee. You don't have to drink the fucking coffee, but you go into Starbucks. It's not like so unusual. So, I mean, what do they usually suggest?
What, the guys?
The guys.
Like, hey, are for you first hungry? Day. And I'm like, yes, I am.
Okay.
That's pretty much how the conversation went. I was like, your Uber will be outside in 10 minutes. I was like, all right.
Okay.
I'm ready. So we went to...
So it was like... kind of like a spur of the moment thing?
No.
No, so it was planned.
I mean, since yesterday morning.
Okay, all right. So it was planned.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so how did it go? So you met them where?
Open Sesame. Have you ever been there?
No.
It's a Lebanese restaurant. It's so good.
Oh,
it was like
okay.
the best food I've ever eaten.
Really? Mm-hmm. So it sounded like they were going to go have dinner already, and then he invited you along,
mm-hmm.
which is not bad, but it's not really a first date.
It's first date. Yeah, I don't know if I technically would call it a date or just a meetup. Like, hey, let's meet for the first time.
Right, exactly. You're meeting, I mean, because obviously he didn't look at it as like a date.
Yeah, or I don't know.
I don't think so. But you better check into that culture. Maybe they always take their friends on their date.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, do you take your friends on your date?
No, I don't. But then again, you know.
I mean, his friends were really quiet at first, so it was kind of awkward. But you know I'm not an awkward chick, so I was like.
Right, so you made them all talk?
I made all of them talk. I was like, we're not about to do this for the next 3 hours.
Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm. So it was good. I mean, he made me laugh.
Did you like the food?
The food was good. He was funny.
What did you order? What did they order for you?
He ordered like this big plate with 7 different meats
different
on it.
Different salads and stuff,
it's like a platter plate.
Yeah, with salads like eggplant and tomatoes and cucumbers.
And they were all and like olives. Sautéed.
A lot of stuff like that. Did you get any meat?
All I ate was the meat.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of meat? Did you get like lamb or something?
There was lamb. The lamb was so good.
Really?
It was like the best thing on the plate.
Yeah.
Which sucks because they're so cute, but so are cows. It's just like, I have to think they're already dead.
Right. And besides, when they say lamb, they mean sheep, you know? So don't always think of
the little
ones.
But sheep are cute too.
No, but don't think of the little ones. That's harder to think about, you know? Just like with veal and stuff, you know?
Yeah, I can't get down with anyone who orders veal.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Oh, like, come on. Where do you draw the line, for crying out loud?
I feel
you know?
We should only be killing old animals that like have already lived a good life.
Oh, come on.
No, seriously.
What? I mean, but many of the animals, they just breed them so they can grow them to kill them.
Yeah, that's awful.
Right.
Sam, that's awful.
I know, I agree. But what are we going to do? Not
it's like
eat
having
meat?
An abortion argument because it's basically
but
raising
man
someone
is always
to murder
hunted.
Them.
Look, man is always hunted.
Who
you
are
know?
We hunted by?
No, we've been hunting them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's different if you're like out there to try. I mean, here I am, like, being
we're
an
like
advocate
eating
for not
them.
Killing.
We're not just killing them for fun. You know, that's what I mean. But look, that's why a lot of vegans are vegan.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to deal with that.
Vegan
you know?
Doesn't really make any sense to me, though.
Yeah, that's too much, man.
It's like you don't eat any cheese. Like,
right.
You're not killing cows for cheese. You're milking them.
Right, exactly. Yourself. But they don't want anything, what, like organic or anything? Or
no, they don't. They literally won't touch any dairy products.
Right,
and they'll, like, get vegan mac and cheese. I'm like, what exactly
but
is vegan
not just
mac
dairy,
and cheese?
Because they don't eat chicken either,
no,
right?
Nothing.
So no animals.
No, nothing.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
I don't even think vegans eat fish.
Right. No.
How do you live like that? I feel like your body would just like shut down because you're getting no protein.
Well, maybe they get it some other way. I don't know. But we are carnivores. I mean, we do eat meat and our body is made for it, whether people agree or not. Obviously, we've been eating meat for thousands and tens of thousands of years
mm-hmm.
without any problem. So, you know, that's... But I don't know. I love meat. I eat meat almost every day. But
red meat
it's
or just
natural.
Meat in general?
Red meat, chicken, fish, yeah, anything, really. Anything normal that people eat. But, yeah, look, some people are tough with that. And that's the thing, where do you draw the line? You know, I mean, we draw the line at, like, pets that we don't eat.
I mean,
and other animals
yeah.
we eat, but then not all animals. So domesticated animals we don't eat, right?
No.
But chickens
can
be
domesticated. Any animal can be domesticated,
exactly.
Really.
Exactly.
Like, if you get a cow on a farm, it could be domesticated.
Right.
Like,
you get so chickens or a duck, whatever, you know?
Yeah. I've never tried duck.
I haven't either, but chicken
I
have.
I heard it was, like, really, like... greasy, like,
yeah,
slippery.
You think so? Mm-hmm. Oh.
Well, that's what I've
heard. I would think it would be like dry, but what do I know?
No, my dad said it's like eating like grease.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. I don't know. So you see, people draw the line at different places.
Have you ever had frog?
No.
Ugh, me neither. No, I heard it tastes like chicken. Frog.
That's what they say. Mm-hmm. That's why I'll have chicken instead.
Yeah.
Right? Why the fuck do I need the frog?
Me too. Like, what the hell? But if I was, like, stuck on a deserted island, I would have to, like, convince myself, like, okay, it tastes like chicken.
Right, right. No, when you're hungry, I think people will eat anything, you know?
No.
Did you ever feel that hungry?
No,
so
never.
Hungry?
Nope.
Well, good for
I'd
you. You're
starve.
Fortunate. You're fortunate. But if you had to... I think this, the instinct to survive, to self-preserve, is stronger than our disgust with certain food.
You know, you can go through 3 days with no food and 3 days with no water before your body really starts to be like, bitch, you're about to die.
Right. Okay, so let's say after 3 days, what the hell are you going to do? You can't just let yourself die. So you reach for anything. I mean, come on.
I mean, I always think about that. Like, if something tragic were to happen and I was, like, stranded on top of a mountaintop, like, I'd be dead within probably 72 hours.
Right, yeah. You wouldn't want to help yourself?
I have, like, such, like, a panic mode mentality that I would probably give myself a heart attack before I could even, like, come up with a conclusion of, all right, Danielle, how are you going to get out
of this? But that's what you're saying sitting here in an office and everything. But if you're out there, believe me, you'd do anything to survive, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's just, it's built in to all living things, you know? I mean, even animals will do anything to survive. That's why they spend all day looking for food. You know, that's what animals do.
I know, like squirrels and stuff.
And people used to too, but we don't have to anymore.
Because we can just go to
Ralph's. So we go to work and shit and hunt and gather here instead, you know?
Kind of sounds depressing when Why? You say it like that.
No, I mean, but that's how people have always been, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, we're working in order to be able to eat. That's mm-hmm. the basic thing.
Mm-hmm. Right. And put a roof over our heads.
Yeah, much. Shelter and food, you know? I mean, that's the... That's what every living thing is looking for, and that's what we have. We take it for granted, of course, but thank goodness today we don't have to gather our own food. But
I just didn't like the shredded meat last night.
Yeah?
Mm-mm.
Shredded meat. What kind of meat was it? Beef?
Chicken and beef.
Oh.
But they had chicken cubes, beef sticks, like the beef.
Yeah, like skewers.
Yeah, and then they had lamb.
Right.
And I didn't, then they had shredded beef and chicken beef, and I didn't like the shredded meat at all.
I'm coughing a lot today. What
I know,
the
what's
fuck,
going on?
Man.
Are you getting sick? Because I feel like I'm getting sick.
You think?
Yeah. Like this morning I woke up with a cough. Mm. I'm a little congested too. Like I almost feel like I sound like a man. No.
Yeah, well, I'm congested too. And the funny thing is it rained last night.
I know, it downpoured.
It downpoured. It was actually very nice. Of course, as I always say, it never lasts more than a few hours here.
Yeah, it was like 2 hours. Because
when we finally get rain after 2 fucking years, it lasts a couple hours and that's it.
Yeah.
So, but we're
expected. I thought of you, though. I almost texted you.
Yeah, right.
Damn, look
everybody,
outside.
Everybody, when it rains, they think about me because I talk about rain so much. But I only got to enjoy it for about half an hour. I drove in it just to enjoy
it. Did you just, like, hop in your car when it started raining?
No, I had to leave here at 9 anyway, so it was raining then, but I just I went to get something to eat and I drove around, took the long way.
Right.
So I could enjoy the rain a little bit. It's like almost like when you're a kid, you like to play in the rain,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yep.
But it was nice, and we're expected more rain tomorrow and Thursday.
Yep.
And even Friday. So that's cool. Give me some rain, man. You know, we can
I'm
put
like
on
hoping
some
it
boots.
Doesn't rain tomorrow because I have the red carpet event. Isn't that outside?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, they'll take it inside, I'm sure.
Yeah,
or they'll put tents.
I hope so.
Trust me. I mean, what? They're all going to sit there and soak? No.
Yeah, true.
Believe me, they think about these things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyways, so how long?
Yeah, so.
How many dates until, like, he expects, like, his dick to go into my mouth? Like, basically is what my question is.
Oh, okay. Did you ask him?
No. Why would I ask him?
So why are you curious about that? Do you think... I mean, how's that going to change your opinion about him if you know how many dates he thinks he
what
has to wait?
What do you mean change my opinion about him?
I don't know. What do you think of him now? Do you think you want his dick in your mouth? You brought it up, for crying out loud.
I don't know. Like, I really dig his personality.
Right.
Like, he makes me laugh a lot.
Okay, that's good. That's what women like. But my question is, are you attracted to him? Do you want to suck his dick? That's the question.
I am attracted to him in, like, a weird way.
Yeah.
Like, I sent a picture of him to my best friend, and she was like, I don't get it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but if you get,
I think he has really nice hands and nice lips, so I don't really care what she thinks.
So you're focusing on certain body parts.
Yeah, but then I'm so messed up that I, like, is it?
Yeah.
No.
I mean, men get fixated on body parts. I don't know if women do that.
No, always. If you don't have nice hands, I cannot continue to talk to you.
Really?
Yeah, I will not even give you a shot.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Like, if you have dirt underneath your fingernails, like, it's already a wrap.
Oh, that kind of thing. So not if it's shaped wrong or
no,
something.
No, even if your fingers are shaped wrong or there are weird in-between size that I can't work with. Like,
wow.
I'm, mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, folks, those of you with deformed hands, you have no chance.
Like, none at all. I look at teeth.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I know, me too. I look at teeth all the time. And what is amazing is some people don't do anything with them.
Yeah.
That should.
They just have, like, fucked up teeth.
Yeah.
I'm like, how do you walk, like, how are you in public right now with your teeth like that? It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Right. None. So people look at things differently, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, what can I say?
I go for smell, too. Like, if you don't wear cologne and you're a grown-ass man, done. It's a wrap.
Right.
I don't understand how men don't wear cologne.
I know. I don't either. Wow. So, well,
so
far
good?
I'm passing your test. I mean, now I'm wondering what other women are thinking about me and what parts they like and
watch
don't
their
like.
Eyes.
Yeah,
you can tell by it because I'll constantly be looking like around, yeah, up and down.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
No, because if I talk to someone, I just look at their eyes and they keep their eyes on me. I mean, if I saw them roving, I would see it.
You know what
notice.
I've noticed? I don't really give eye contact.
Really?
Yeah.
When you talk to people?
No. When I talk to people that I'm not like
that you don't know.
No. I give eye contact to people that like are like right now. If we had a guest, I'd give her eye contact.
Right.
But like last night, like when we were at dinner, I didn't really give him eye contact.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Like, I feel like that was too, like, it's too intimate. Like, I don't want to be looking into your eyes.
But can't you, like, but when you're talking, too? When you're talking, you don't look into his eyes?
I don't think so.
Wow.
Like, I was trying to think really hard
last
night.
That's pretty lousy. Not lousy. It's pretty strange, I'd say, you know?
I feel like, and when I did, I would turn away.
Eyes. Yeah.
Yeah, like, if I ever thought that we were staring at each other for too long, like, I would look away.
Yeah, so you can, maybe you're feeling something, you don't want to give it away, you know?
What do you mean? What is that supposed to mean?
Like you're attracted to him, but you don't want him to know, maybe?
No, I don't care about that.
Yeah?
No.
So why can't you, like, look him in the
eye? I don't know. I have, like, I have intimacy problems.
Yeah.
For sure. I'm definitely bummed.
Don't we
up.
All, right?
Yeah.
Intimacy,
like,
problems.
Yeah, I do. I must. I can't. I don't know. I just can't. I was like, nope, too long. 3 seconds max.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. I mean, what age range was he? Like around your age?
No, he's older.
Yeah?
He's 37.
Oh, okay. That's not much older.
36.
I guess it is for a 30-year-old.
He's 36.
36.
Mm-hmm.
That's not that much older.
That's like 7 years older than me.
Yeah, that's pretty acceptable, I think.
Yeah.
You know.
But he's not married and he has no kids.
Good. Good. That's what you need.
But why?
Yeah, exactly.
You have to wonder why, though.
That's what the women do. It's like, so how come?
Yeah, it's nothing? Like, yeah, it's a good thing for me, but why are you not married and why don't you have kids? I need to know.
But listen, but just like maybe the same reasons as you, or maybe they just want to work on their career first. Many women do that today.
Yeah.
You know, women too. So, you know, maybe that's what he was doing. But if you get good vibes from someone, you got to give him a chance. You know, you never know.
Yeah.
But always be a little suspicious on, you know, behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah. 100. I mean, I will say this. I know for sure he wants to sleep with me. He's told me.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's like at this point, it's like, so is this where this is going? Or like, is he actually like interested? Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Are you only interested in my vagina? Or are you
probably.
In, yeah, probably.
Probably,
right?
Yeah. Because that's what I'm saying. I mean, I think if it was something more, he wouldn't have invited you with his friends. He would have fucking canceled with his friends and told you come down.
True.
You know.
It's a very good point.
But, you know, people think differently. If he's from a different culture, maybe he looks at it differently. But I also can tell you that some of these cultures, they don't mix, you know. So, for example.
Well, I said that, too. And I said, yeah. You're never going to be able to bring me home to your family. Right. So this is going nowhere.
Your mouth is.
Wait, what do you mean, my mouth?
I mean, you just open your mouth. They'll throw you out the window.
Yeah, literally. Touché, Sam. Like, I just wouldn't.
No, you really have to think about where people come from.
Yeah.
Their background.
So at the end of the day, like, I'm literally doing this for a potential hookup, not for a potential husband.
Right.
So that's what, I guess it's literally just up to me whether or not that's something I want to do.
It's always up to the woman. Yeah. The women determine whether there's sex or not every time.
Well, I screenshotted my period tracker and I texted it to him this morning. I was like, oh, sorry.
Oh, you have a period tracker.
Mm-hmm. Every woman has a period tracker on their phone.
On their phone.
Yeah.
Wow.
It tells you when you're ovulating, when you just had your last period.
Wow, mind blown. That's all it is.
So I just got my period last night, actually, and I screenshot it, and I sent it over this morning. I was like, oops, sorry, you're out of luck. So if he still wants to see me after that, it's like it's either he wants his dick sucked or he actually, like, wants my company.
Right.
But then what if he wants his penis sucks? Like, I would rather have sex than ever suck anyone's dick.
Then don't.
I mean, Sam, I wouldn't. I'd be like, see ya. Thanks for dinner.
Mm. Yeah. Well, that's your decision. I don't know what to tell you.
I feel like sucking dick is like a really personal, like, intimate thing that you shouldn't be doing with strangers.
See, give him a chance. See what happens the second time. And text him. I would even ask him, how come you didn't want to see me alone? You know, how come you brought your friends with you? Stuff like that. Find out from him and see what he comes up with. You know, I'd be curious to see what he said.
I don't really care, though. Like, I don't.
Does he know you're on the radio? Is he listening?
No, hopefully good. Not.
Yeah, don't tell it to people. Then they start listening, and they use everything you say on the air against you later.
I mean, but I'm not dropping names or anything.
Right. No, that's cool. I'm not saying, but if you, but he would know if you're talking about him, and then he could give you a hard time about it, you know?
Yeah, for
so,
sure.
So, yeah, don't let people know you're on the radio. It's better that way. That's what I do.
I definitely texted, all right, about to get on air. I'll talk to you later. My bad. Do it for next time.
That's okay. Just tell him, I'm not telling you where because I don't want you to listen.
Right.
You're not allowed to listen to my show.
Right.
Right.
If it even gets that deep.
Well, now he's going to find you on Google because you were just added to the website. You've got your own page and everything.
Oh,
so
yeah?
You're cool.
What
now.
Picture did you end up using?
You look on the website and see. I don't remember.
Well, I can't right now.
Maybe the one on the wall or something.
I thought we were going to do two different pictures.
Okay. Well, people don't see what's on the wall.
Yeah, they don't. You're right. I don't care.
I'm just too lazy to look for the other picture.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, I just use whatever I printed here. I used, but yeah, that works. So he'll find you on Google in no time, but he doesn't need to know your last name.
I don't think he knows my last name.
If it was Instagram, then he does.
Yeah, but we don't follow each other.
Yeah, but still.
Is that weird,
he can
too,
look you
that
up,
we don't
though.
Follow each other?
No. No, I totally would not probably want to share social media with someone I was dating, at least in the beginning.
Yeah, it's like until like it's legit, like we don't need to follow each other.
Right. You know?
Plus, I'm like a little bit of a psychopath over social media. I don't want to be like seeing what the fuck you're doing.
Exactly. You know, that's what I'm saying. I mean, yeah. So,
I feel like it's ruined so many of my relationships. In order for one to work, I need to not follow them on social media.
That's how it works, man. You don't need to know everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some things better left not seen.
Exactly.
Right? Yep. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's necessarily ignoring the facts. I just think that you choose your battles, you
right.
know?
Right.
You choose what you want to be pissed about.
He said last night that I like to argue because I think I was arguing all night.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm so bad when it comes to guys. So I'm like, it's almost cringeworthy.
But no, because the thing is you need to be you. And somebody's going to find you, and you're going to be a diamond.
Right.
Not just a gem, a diamond.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You'll probably end up with someone who's not as social as you, more shy, and then what's going to happen is he'll be attracted to you because of that, and then eventually he'll hate you for it.
You wow, know? Because, Sam, sounds great. Can't
no,
wait for
I
that.
Know, but I've seen that happen over and over.
Right.
It's like, it seems like whatever attracts you about the person, eventually you hate him for it, you know?
Wow.
Because think about it.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning, let's say he's not very social and he meets you, he's like, wow, now I can be out with people. You know, she'll get me out there and everything.
Right.
But then when you're together and he's a little bit jealous, he's going to start thinking, shit, she's constantly talking to other people. She knows everybody.
I can't handle blah, the jealousy
blah, blah,
stuff.
Right, you know? Mm-hmm.
Not from a grown-ass man.
So everything's got two sides to it, and you got to think about it. When someone is attracted to you, they better like you for who you are, you know?
Right.
They
agree.
Really, yeah. So I think you can find a lot. You just need to be at the right places, you know. What about, like, joining, like, something I've wanted to do is, like, groups of, like, maybe people that ride bikes, you know, like bicycles and stuff. They have biking groups. They have...
That's just an example you're using, right?
Yeah.
Okay, because I was like, I'm definitely not... I don't know how to ride a bike.
Right, right. But maybe hiking groups.
No thanks. Next, maybe cooking groups.
Okay, mm-hmm. Cooking groups. But how many guys are you gonna get there?
And a really sexy one that knows how to cook. Cause no guys know how to cook.
Yeah, but would you take your time to go to a group like that? I guess maybe. I don't know. I'm not into cooking, you know.
Yeah,
I've started spending a lot more time in the kitchen because I got this awesome fucking grill that's got like a computer inside. It tells you how long to cook anything.
Really?
And it comes out perfect, like a steak or...
Is it a George Foreman?
No. That one is like archaic. That one's like a fucking dinosaur. This one's got like... I'm telling you press a button. If it's frozen, you press a frozen button also. You also tell it what you're cooking.
Yeah.
With its steak or
sausage.
What if
it's steak and you want it to be like medium rare?
Well, that's the thing though, is you put it in.
Yeah.
It takes into account the heat that it's got, right? You preheat it.
Right.
By press of a button. You heat it, you put the steak in there, and then by the thickness and the heat, it knows how long it should take. So
that's crazy.
So it starts beeping, and the color changes from like blue to green to yellow to orange to red, and those are the different steps. So if you want it rare, you know, as soon as it's done being green, bam, you take it out.
Gotcha.
You see?
Gotcha. That's kind of cool.
And it comes out perfect, I'm telling you. I love it. So I also make sausages and chicken and fish and stuff. So
sausage is so bad for us.
I love sausage.
I love sausage so much, but it's so bad for us.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's like the worst meat you could possibly eat.
Yeah, but
it's like the number one meat leading to colon cancer.
Mm.
Not to bring your mood down.
Okay, no. Which reminds me, I'm going to have to get a colonoscopy.
Like, it's about that time.
Yeah, like anybody out there really cares, right?
No, right.
Right.
People
but,
are like, shut the fuck up. Guys.
Yeah, but we're pretty much here just letting our mouths go wherever our brains go.
Right.
And that's where we go sometimes.
I just had my yearly physical like back in January. Blood work, everything. It's always kind of like nerve-wracking when you go to get like the vagina STD check and you're like, holy shit.
Right.
I'm waiting. Is that none of those are your guests? None of those are
your
guests,
right?
No, none
of those are the guests. No, that's a lot of people coming in for one show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we have a lot of action here at the station. There's no doubt about it, and I like it.
How do you talk with that many people? I feel like everyone would get like one sentence.
Oh no, they're not all going to go in. I'm sure it's only going to be maybe two or three.
Oh, gotcha.
The rest are like behind the scenes.
I'd be like, shut up, let me talk.
Yeah, right.
It's all about me. Thanks.
Yeah. So tell me something. You never want your fans to see me when you do the Facebook Live here?
The Instagram
I mean,
one?
I don't understand. Oh, the Instagram one? Yeah, just turn it a little bit so I can see.
Are you on it?
Hi, guys. There you go. Let me just at least wave so people can see what's going
on. Well, we used to, like, get one for up there so we both can
I did. But
I'm a little scared to leave my phone up there, though. It looks a little, like...
No, it's fine. I just took it off. What she's talking about is a camera that we're going to have here. Yeah, just don't do it anymore. Turn it towards you. It's enough. we're going to start Facebook Living the shows here soon. As soon as I can figure out how the fuck to do one part of it that's not working out. But
someone just asked if you were my sugar daddy. I'm like, guys, no.
What's that?
Someone just asked if you were my sugar daddy.
Oh, my God. Why would you guys say that?
Because they're dicks.
Yeah.
So anyway, Sam, so that was my night, and now I'm a little confused.
I don't think you're a sugar daddy type.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, and I'm not either, so why the fuck? Why, just because I'm older? Fuck you, man. Who the fuck said that? Do you want to tell me who said that?
Yeah, their Instagram name is...
Is that a guy or a girl?
Ho-ish Vibes.
Okay, Ho-ish Vibes. Great fucking name. I'm a hoe.
No, it would mean that I'm a hoe and I'm basically using you for money. That's what...
No, no, I know, but that's the name.
Ho-ish Vibes, yeah.
Yeah, Ho-ish mm-hmm. Vibes is from Ho, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Great original fucking name.
Yeah, for yeah, sure. Don't it's start, obviously a fake profile.
Don't start with me, man.
Mm-mm.
But at any rate, no, I mean, why can't people think that people can like talk and work together without like being like fucking each other, you know?
Because it's like 2018 and everybody yeah. is just like assuming anything about right. anyone, anywhere.
There's a headline here that I want to bring up, which is totally related. 1 in 4 young people has been sexted. So,
And
they're talking about like kids as young as 11 haven't been sexted. That's 25% of kids.
Can you imagine an 11-year-old talking about sex? Like, what the fuck?
I know, right?
At 11 years old, what could you possibly say?
Well, but that's the thing, is that they're probably sending pictures and stuff, you know?
That's wild.
Right? Isn't that what sexting is mostly about?
Sexting is like... anything. I feel like sexting is also like if someone's in a different state, and they're like, so what would you do if I was there with you right now?
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't fucking know, dude, because you're not here with me right now. Like, I'm the yeah. worst. I'm the worst. Yeah.
Take your dick in your hand and think about me.
Who says that, though? Like, it's just know. So weird to me.
It really is, you know? Wow.
I had a guy FaceTime me and jerk off on the FaceTime, and I thought that was like...
Did you like it?
No, I was
no,
like...
disgusting. Do you like dick pics?
No, I don't.
Yeah,
and the dick never looks like the pic.
I've never met a woman that said, I like them.
No
don't
woman
understand.
Says, hey, send me a dick pic.
Right.
No woman says that because no woman wants a dick pic.
Right.
Unless your dick is about to go in my vagina or my mouth, I don't need to see it.
But do you think it's because they don't have anything else to try to attract you with? Like... maybe they're not handsome. Maybe they're just losers. So they're thinking, oh, well, maybe with my dick I can get her. Like,
no,
as though women choose men.
Now you're even more of a loser.
Right, because women don't choose men based on their dicks.
No, not at all.
Right?
It's honestly personality.
Right.
Like, I've been with, like, some dudes that aren't that good looking, but their personality was
right,
dope.
And they make you laugh and
yeah,
stuff, right?
Like, as long as you make me laugh, like, you could probably have sex with me.
Yeah. You see, that's the funny thing. Why is every woman, they always say, oh, he makes me laugh, and that's what attracts me to him. What is that? So women like
that's
to laugh.
That's the truth, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, do you want to hang out with someone who doesn't make you laugh, but is good looking and has decent sex? I'm like, at the end of the day, it's like, besides you coming over to poke me, what else are you bringing to the table? Nothing.
Right, but maybe personality and not a lot of funny stuff, you know?
Like, what do you mean? You have no personality if you can't be funny.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, if you can't, like, pop a joke, like, it's you're not going to keep my attention. I feel like that's the only reason I was, like, semi-attracted to the guy last night, because he had a personality.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Good, so give him a chance. What can I say, you know? Try it. What
he doesn't
he
live here,
lose?
Though. He leaves in, like, 3 days.
Really?
Yeah, so it's like, all right.
So you know that it's not going
to
lead to anything.
It's not
going
to go anywhere.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. So in me, I have to decide if I'm like at the age now where I shouldn't care and I should just sleep with who I want when I want as long as I'm safe, or if I should just stick on this road of I haven't had sex in almost a year.
Yeah, but what are you trying to show with that? You know, what are
no
you trying to prove?
No one fucking believes me anyway. Right, like when I tell a guy, they're like, yeah, okay, girl.
But why? What are you trying to prove to yourself, though? That's the question. I mean, why would you want to continue in your streak of not having sex? I mean, do you think it's gonna affect you adversely if you do have sex with him?
I feel like the less I have sex, the more attached I get when I do, and that's what makes me psychotic.
Oh, okay. So maybe you should start having sex more often, then you won't get attached.
Yeah,
right?
But then I'm also a hypochondriac, so I suffer from like, oh my god, now I have herpes.
Right.
So it's like a lose-lose situation. So I can like, yeah, I can enjoy myself, but I also can give myself a heart attack over shit I'm making up in my head.
Right. Well, yeah, at this point, I don't know what to tell you anymore. Because
like,
there's different things, different ways to look at it. But, yeah.
So, yeah, that's
that. I don't know what to tell you, man.
Well, I mean, I can't have sex this week anyway.
Okay.
I'm on my period.
So let him go back to where he came from and the hell with it. Look for the next one. Okay?
But I do want to see if he's a good kisser. Like, he didn't even kiss me last
night.
Okay,
so you will
weird?
Have to give him oral sex because you can't give him any other sex.
I def not doing that.
Okay, so
I feel like that, like I have to like know you to get like, I literally have to know you for that.
What are you talking about, anal or oral?
I'm definitely talking about oral, but anal's like off the table. Yeah. Unless we're in a full-blown relationship. And even at that, like we both have to be pretty fucked up for that to happen.
That's true, right? I don't see the attraction about it, though. Mm. I don't find the ass to be very attractive.
You don't like ass?
No. Oh, not the asshole.
Oh, yeah, no.
No, I like ass, but not the asshole.
I shit on a guy before. I've been, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Good morning. Who's
Do we need
attention?
To know that? Too much information.
Just for anyone debating whether or not they want to do that tonight, I would go ahead and skip it.
Yeah. No, I don't want to. I don't want to have that visual in my head of missing somebody's face. My God, man. No, that's where I draw the line.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really into it, and it hurts. Like, I don't know why people are like, "Oh my God, it's great." I'm like, it's really not that great.
Yeah,
it's not that great. And then the whole time I'm wondering, like, are you gay? And if a guy like wants his booty hole eaten or licked, I'm like, he's definitely like, this is freaking me out a little bit.
Yeah.
Right?
That's true. Yeah. I mean, the thing is, like, I can see how some people would be attracted to it, you know. But to me, just the asshole is not very attractive. What can I say?
Yeah. It's like,
but other than that, I mean, I'm open. Also, anal is pretty much off the table for me too. I think I only did it once when I was very young.
Yeah.
Obviously not receiving, but you know, with a woman. Just to clarify that.
Yeah, I don't think anyone thought that you meant receiving.
No, I don't know, because then I started thinking about it. All the haters are gonna fucking say something, because now I'm exposed to all your haters. You know,
I know.
I'm not used to that.
But they hate me, not you. So
I don't know. Well. Okay, whatever. I'm sure they're going to start hating on me eventually,
like,
too.
In my chat right now. Someone said, you're not even known anymore. Yeah. I'm like, but you're in my chat watching my live.
And so are they known?
No.
What the fuck have they done in
it's
their life?
It's usually zero posts, zero pictures, like... one follower. Like, right. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, get the fuck off.
You're
right?
Literally they in your kitchen eating your Fruity Pebbles on your fake Instagram page, watching my live, telling me I ain't shit.
Right.
Like, obviously, I'm the shit.
And taking the time to be anonymous so nobody would know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Losers.
Who's got the time?
Losers, losers. The world is full of fucking losers.
Oh, man.
You know, I mean, yeah. Who follows anybody, right?
Yeah. Mm-mm.
But listen, the more I'm reading, the more I'm realizing if you're 300,000 followers are genuine, okay, and I believe they are.
Right.
You can definitely make money. Okay?
I know. I know that I can. It's just
definitely
like,
make money, and I'm gonna check into it and tell you how.
Yeah.
Okay.
Please do. Because
I mean, you need like product placement in your fucking pictures. That's what you need. You get a lot of eyeballs on your pictures and your videos. You know, so. Monetize the damn thing, you know.
No, yeah.
Let these people that haven't accomplished anything in their fucking life hide behind a fake profile just to make
talking
you
shit.
Just to bring you down,
right.
And destroy your day.
Oh, they'll never destroy my day.
No, but they try to.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, why? Why? Why would you? If you don't have anything nice to say, don't fucking say anything.
Right. I agree with you.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's what it is. And it's usually younger people and shit. I don't know that older people do that. You know, although they do when it comes to politics, all that shit, man. It's like too much dirt out there, you
mm-hmm.
know? Filth, whatever you want to call it. You probably haven't heard of Heather Locklear, right?
Yeah,
you have.
Yeah, I saw that article.
Oh, you saw an article.
I saw her mugshot. I was like, "Damn, girl!"
Right? She doesn't look the same.
She looks like shit.
Yeah, she was.
Looks like she's on heavy drugs.
Well, she was arrested
drugs.
Though. You have to understand, she was arrested in her home. She didn't have any makeup on or anything, so everybody looks shitty in their mugshots. But
some people don't.
But like, Heather Locklear was really big in the 80s and the 90s, you know, in Dynasty. What was the other show?
Melrose Place.
Right. The Fall Guy, was it? With or some kind of cop. And yeah, and she was beautiful. She always was. In fact, I saw her once at the height of her career because she used to live in the Valley. Maybe she still does. And one day I saw her at my gym. She was very tiny and,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's so insignificant looking, you know, and yet on the screen she was huge.
Yeah. Yeah, she really was. I mean, that
so
mugshot does not do her any justice. That's
no,
sure.
But have you seen a good mugshot ever? You know what I'm saying?
My mugshot was awful. It was so bad. But I was hysterically crying. Justin Bieber had a pretty decent mugshot. He was smiling in his. It was like he was happy he got arrested.
Well, he figured I'm bigger than life, right?
Yeah.
Until life fucking slaps you in the face, makes you realize who's boss here.
Right. Who else had a mugshot? I'm trying to think.
But at any rate, for those of you who are interested, oh, she was in Melrose Place.
I just said that five minutes ago.
Yeah, shows you how much I'm listening and paying attention.
I'm like, hello, just said that.
Okay, so she's in Thousand Oaks now, which is not far from us, from the valley that I mentioned.
So she hit somebody?
Her boyfriend. And they apparently the police
came. He's a
little
bitch for calling the police.
Well, they said there's, the police said that there was enough evidence to support the claim that she battered him.
Yeah, but why? There's got to be a reason why she did that.
Oh, so you're saying it's okay to beat up someone if they have a reason?
No.
What if it was the reverse? She didn't listen, officer, so I beat the shit out of her.
This argument is so frustrating because a man's strength is 10 times that of a woman.
Yeah, but you know what? If she starts like, you don't know how crazy she may have been.
Yeah, if she's going to kill his ass?
Yeah, I mean, you know.
If he was cheating, hey, that's what she gets. Bitches will snap. For sure.
Like, yeah, right?
It's probably someone broker than her staying in her house,
right?
And he was cheating probably. I mean, I'm definitely could have made this up. She could have just been like drunk or something. But you know, when I caught my boyfriend cheating, I came home and I beat the shit out of him, and he just sat there and took the beating. Yeah, you take this beating.
Yeah,
I don't condone it.
I was really drunk
at the time, and like he was broke, and I paid for everything.
But you know, what if she picked up something and hit him with it? That's what I'm saying. You know,
I mean that's not okay. Because you could kill somebody.
I don't think she just slapped him and he called. You know, they said there was injury, so we'll find out. I mean, I'm sure they're gonna let us know.
I'm sure there's gonna be pictures leaked too. Of the guy. He'll probably sell it himself to like TMZ. Like, here's my. Can I get that $20,000? Because I'm single now. Like I'm gonna need to get an apartment.
Well, I'm trying to imagine how old she is. She's probably around my age, but...
Someone said her brother called the cops.
Really?
So was she beating up her brother or her boyfriend?
Well, maybe the brother was there. I don't know who called. It doesn't say. Yeah.
Anyways, people want to call in. Should we take some calls?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, do you guys want to call in? But okay, you guys don't call in and say nothing, though.
Yeah, no, it's okay. We'll take him somewhere. With the conversation. The only thing is we have about 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's perfect. That's like two phone calls.
And I'm still waiting for Gabby.
We only have only 5 minutes left?
Right.
What is up with this week? I feel like this week is going by really fast, no?
Yeah. Is your sister Gabby?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying.
Gabby needs to just get the fuck on a plane and get out here, right, Gabby?
Right, she does. So she stays there, why? Because she has a kid?
Yeah.
And he goes to school there or something? Yeah.
He's in preschool.
But you know what? What's the big deal? She can bring him here. It's so
much
better.
That's what I said. I go, bring him here and stay for like a month.
Some people don't want to raise their kids here. But
no, she's like scared, but he's a star.
Yeah?
He's a star. Wait till you meet him. Like, he's going to be bigger than Gabby and I have ever
been. Mm-hmm. Or will be?
Or
no,
will be, yeah.
You don't know that.
Yeah, we don't know that. But he's definitely a star. Like, we'll say cry on cue. He'll cry on cue.
Yeah.
Laugh. He'll laugh on cue. I'm like, yo, this kid's ready for Disney. He just needs to learn how to read that script. We good.
Wow. So now she's unmarried though, right?
No, baby daddy's not in the picture at all.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. He's a joke.
What's that like? I mean, that's got to suck for the kid.
I don't think he really knows yet.
Not yet.
No, because we've back home, we always live with our parents and my dad was always around. So he calls my dad, dad.
Yeah.
So he thinks our dad is his dad.
Well, that's
dad.
Good. As long as he's got some kind of a male figure there, not bad.
So he doesn't care. Like,
yeah.
And Gabby said when he was in the picture, he was calling her baby daddy by his first name. He wasn't even
really?
Saying dad. Yeah.
He doesn't know who he is.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck, man?
I mean,
people
that guy's...
So irresponsible, you know? How can he do that?
He's like a killer.
But just because the guy doesn't carry the baby doesn't mean that he can just bail out.
Well, you know what? His dad was not in the picture, and I think it's just like one of those situations where it was like you are what you didn't want to become.
Right.
Like he just is
Like
his dad.
Was just, but also it was probably an accident, right?
Yeah, they didn't get pregnant on purpose.
Right.
It was not a planned pregnancy, that's for sure.
Right.
Yeah, so.
And she doesn't believe in abortion.
She actually went to go get, this is a crazy story, she went to go get one with him because he was like, we're not keeping this kid, blah, 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 blah. And they went to Planned Parenthood and on her insurance card, they spelled her name Gabrielle instead of Gabrielle. So they couldn't grant her until she got the name on the card fixed, because that's not her legal name. They couldn't do the procedure, but they're like, but since you're here, we can give you an ultrasound. She did the ultrasound, heard the heartbeat, and looked at him and said, we're parents now, motherfucker. And she kept the kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I remember when she told me, even I was like, nope, this is not in the plans for us. Like, right. It's not happening. And now he's like the greatest little thing on earth.
I
like,
and that's the thing, you know what I mean? But it happened. Maybe it wasn't in the plans, but it happened.
Yeah, exactly.
And they allowed it to happen. You know, they didn't take precaution or anything.
So many people don't take precautions. Like, I know girls right. that sleep with men, first night, no condom.
Right. And then they'll go and have an abortion. As birth control. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck, man? You don't take the birth control after.
No, people are doing Plan B now.
What's that?
It's just as bad, basically, especially if you're doing it like all the time, which people are doing it all the time. It's $50. It's over the counter at CVS, and it's like basically an abortion pill.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that one, like mm-hmm. the first night.
You got to take it within the first 3 days.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it just like kills.
The morning after pill. Isn't mm-hmm. that what they call it?
Yep.
Yeah.
$50 though. Like, so every time you're yeah. just gonna have unprotected sex.
And that's terrible, man. It's just gross.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking gross, if nothing else. And then, of course, when they start developing, that creates a whole new controversy about whether it's a living thing or not.
Right.
But you saw that once she saw the heartbeat, you can't kill that thing.
No, she like literally was like, no.
Yeah, you're carrying a living thing. I mean, what is this?
My dad went through the 5 stages of grief. I'll never forget it.
Really?
It was Father's Day, actually. And he was outside doing the lawn. Uh-huh. And he came in. My mom just found out. And we were all sitting down. And he literally went through the 5 stages of grief within 1 hour. And
really?
We all just watched him. And I was like, ah.
Wow.
And now it's like he's the dad.
Yeah.
So weird.
Very interesting how mm-hmm. things happen, you know. But it's a good thing your dad's in the picture.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, that's it for today. Another guest bites the dust. We had a great time as always, folks. We hope that you did too. And tomorrow's Thursday, right?
No,
tomorrow's Wednesday.
Tomorrow's the Toskers event.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Tomorrow's the last day of February.
Mm-hmm.
The following day, my friend comes into town.
Mm-hmm. So we have a guest tomorrow, right?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, maybe.
Yeah, another one from... From Catherine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that should be good. Okay. A filmmaker, probably. Yeah, it is a filmmaker. Always fun people to talk to. So thank you, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
Bye.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.